said Davis with a smile. If he was still alive, I would suggest you go see my father. Not only was he a great teacher of the game of golf, he was a great teacher of the game of life. But there is an old friend of his who I think could really help you. Everyone who knows him calls him the old pro. His name is Willie Dunn. The old pro, Love continued, was named after his grandfather, old Willie Dunn. He was a famous Scottish golf course designer and teacher in the mid-1800s. His father, John Duncan Dunn, was a golf professional and came over to the United States in 1898 to teach and design golf courses in Florida and California. So with a family background like that, Willie won his share of trophies until his competitive playing career ended tragically from a shoulder wound during World War II. After the war, he settled in Asheville, North Carolina, and he's been teaching golf here for over 60 years. I think you'll find him on the porch by the clubhouse at the end of the round, Davis continued. He loves to sit there and watch golfers come and go, watch life go by. Willie is almost 90 now, but he's sharp as a tack and one of the wisest men I know. I recommend you spend some time with him. Tell him I sent you. After talking to Davis, Paul was amazed how relaxed he felt over the back nine, and guess what? He played better from tee to green and hit some incredible shots, as much as it was embarrassing to putt with his three-wood for the entire back nine. Even though Davis's words had been hard to hear, Paul realized he was right. Here he was grinding his teeth over a game he didn't spend that much time perfecting. Yet he expected outstanding performance on every shot. He also thought about the relationship between golf and life and realized he was feeling down about both right now. Maybe I need a mulligan, Paul thought. The idea surprised him. Paul had always been a stickler for enforcing rules, so he never really liked the common practice of granting players another shot off the first tee without penalty, if their initial drive was not to their liking. Despite the fact that Paul had been in situations where he could have offered a fellow player a mulligan or could have accepted one for himself, he did neither. His pride would never let him accept charity or give it. Nevertheless, he had really blown the chance of a lifetime today. He would have loved to play the front nine over again without any consequences. It would have been a whole different experience. He smiled as he visualized a mulligan first nine. That would be the ultimate mulligan, he thought. Paul laughed, recalling his first visit to Scotland. It was there he learned that hitting a mulligan requires the goodwill of those with whom you are playing. The first Scottish course he played was Turnberry, where the British Open had been held several times. When Paul's playing partner hit his initial drive into the rough, he turned to the starter and asked,